The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Wally.
Remember the other day when I said, hey, I think I'm done talking about the eclipse. I'm pretty happy about that. I was wrong. there was a weird story that came up, and it's actually kind of sad, I think, in some ways, because of what it says about believers generically or stereotypically. So there was a woman who went in to a taco restaurant, and she left $1,000 in tips.
Wow.
Like, and you're like, that's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, how great is that? Nothing wrong with that at all. The reason she left the tips was because she believed fervently that she was going to be raptured on the day of the eclipse, that Jesus was coming back.
No, yeah. I see where this is going to go.
Yeah.
I already know. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
Let's take the ride.
Yep.
So, flash forward, there was no rapture unless we're all still here.
Yeah.
Like, if just Betty was here, I'd be like, yeah, okay, there's a rapture.
That checks out.
Yeah, but it's not how it happened. So anyway, one of the waitresses actually posted the story about it. She said, the woman tipped me $300, convinced the rapture was going to happen. And then here's where it gets more bizarre. She says she returned a couple days later and tipped a $777 tip to her coworker. So $1,000 in tips. And she even went 777, like
nice.
The number of completion in the Bible. Like, this lady is all in.
Yeah, well done.
And I respect your passion, but the amount of people that have been wrong about the coming of Jesus in all these years, yet the one thing that the Bible really is super clear about, not the one thing, but a thing the Bible is really clear about, is like, no man will know the time or the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yet we keep trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, just live your life every day like he's coming back, and you're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go sell all your worldly possessions, which is kind of, I think, she was doing. She was getting rid of stuff because she was so convinced. And now she has gone back to the restaurant and wants a refund because she says that the waitresses altered the tip and they basically frauded her.
Come on, lady.
So here is this, I'll use air quotes, believer, you know, but like, here's this lady that's doing this thing that she thinks is a nice thing, as she's going to be raptured and swept up to meet Jesus. But then I have to believe that Jesus looks down on this and goes, all right, you should have just eaten that one, and you were wrong. Take it on the chin. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I still love you. But for her to go back and be like, you guys frauded me, I want my money back, is such a black eye on Christianity.
Yeah, that looks bad.
It does. It's such a bad look. And the upside is, though, the girls are like, well, it's already in our checks, and we've already received it, and it's already reported on the income tax.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
And so it sounds like this lady is just out of luck, which I think is a good thing. I don't think they should have to pay it back.
No.
And I hope that this lady, without judging her too harshly, because you don't know what she's going through mentally, but like, without judging her, I hope that this lady finds a little balance maybe inside of her faith. That will, you know, help her not only, but then will also help her be a good example to other people.
Because you don't want her to lose her faith because of this happening.
Not.
You want her to stay strong.
Right.
She just had it wrong.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah.
You know, that happened. So, I mean, the lesson is just stop trying to figure out when he's coming back. Live your life every day like he is and you'll be fine.
So what is TikTok and how do you use it?
The TikTok is just like anything else. You know, you can use it for good or you can use it for bad. And I love when people get it right. Hey, it's the Wally Show on Uplifting Way FM. And I keep coming across more and more pastors in the TikTok generation sharing insights that they have.
Well, I think that's a great idea because that's how you're going to reach the younger generation. They're all on TikTok, so why not join them?
And like, there's this one guy I watch, Kelly K. He's all tatted up and he's got piercings and stuff. And I like his delivery. It's super intense, but it comes across intelligent and caring, you know? Mm-hmm. And so this is a cool, different one that I found. There's a pastor talking about how, you know, how they try to come up with memorable illustrations to drive home the point of their message. Well, this pastor had never played a stringed instrument before, and this was his church service. But he asked a lady at his church to give him some cello lessons for a couple weeks. And the point he is making through this illustration is pretty cool.
We are comparing the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to Bach's prelude to his cello suites. Classical music lover, and particularly any cellist in the congregation today, you just died a little bit inside. But here's what none of you would ever do. After hearing me perform this in a very mediocre to poor manner, none of your conclusions would be, man, that Bach certainly doesn't know how to write a tune. None of you would discount the beauty of his composition, and here's why. Because you're smart enough to distinguish between the poor performance and the beautiful composition of the piece. Christians have performed it poorly at times down through the century, but the poor execution and the poor living out of the gospel does not discredit and discount the beauty of the tune.
I love this illustration so much, because if I had a dollar for the amount of people that there's a gap between them and God because of humans, I could retire, you know, mm-hmm. And I hear it all the time, like, yeah, you know, this person, and it's keeping me from God, because you're looking at the vessels of the message or the carriers of the message rather than the message, mm-hmm. You know, like I went to a church one time and the pastor had a moral fall and it wrecked people, you know, and they're like, well, gee, it's all a lie. I'm like, no. He had a problem. He was broken in this area, mm-hmm. But that doesn't discount everything he said before as a lie. There was so much truth that I learned from that guy about God. God uses the broken. He uses the imperfect constantly. But the goal is to look as much like Jesus as we can, so that when people see us, they see that reflection of God. They don't see a poor performance of mm-hmm. him. And I just thought that was so great. And I loved it. I found it on TikTok, too. And then there was a dance right after it that I'm working on. But pretty good stuff. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I'm wondering if you can help us out here. I got this email, says, hey, my daughter Penny is 7. She goes to a public school where she hears a lot of different songs from her friends and even the music teacher, and most are fine, but some tend to have ideas and themes that I don't think a 7-year-old needs to be thinking about. And I 100% agree that they sneak a lot of stuff in there, you know? I would love to have a playlist for Penny that she could use every day, and I was wondering if you guys could help me out with some music. Now, I've sent her a few songs of my favorites, like, you know, Jordan Feliz, impossible to go wrong with him. You gotta keep your head. That is a bop, quite honestly. And so that's what I'm looking for. She's like, we have a lot of praise, you know, worship music, but I'm looking for those fun songs that would compete with mainstream songs,
yes.
You know? Like, I even went and spent time on Engine. That's our pop stream. And I looked at for a bunch of stuff from, like, KB and Tadashi and... you got to be careful with NF a little bit. Like, the new stuff is a little brighter. The old stuff is a little like a little dark. So I am curious, like, what is that song that you've heard, Christian song, that is really up, gets you going? Maybe you put it in a workout playlist or just a pump you up playlist, and we can share this with Penny so that she can have a really good playlist to go into school, and that way when her friends are like, hey, here's the new Olivia Rodrigo song, and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, that's yeah, okay, well, here, check out this one from my friend Jordan Feliz. So that's what we're looking for from you, of your help here. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your songs and add them to the list right now. What do you think would be a great song?
Absolutely Shake by Mercy Me.
You gotta shake, 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 like you shake, shake, shake. Brand new look so good on you, so shake like you've been shaking. Come on, shake.
That is a good one.
I like that one. That's one of my favorites.
It's funny, one of the bands that is the least looking danceable bands, Mercy Me, has some of the best danceable music.
I agree.
Well, I'm going to put it on there. That's a great offering. Shake, Mercy Me. Thank you, girl.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, Penelope, you're up. What can you help us out with as far as a playlist for Penny?
I'm So Blessed by Kane.
Oh, Kane has some real good bops, too. How old are you, Penelope?
7.
You're 7. So is Penny, the girl that we're making the playlist for. I think that's super cool. Well, I appreciate you helping us out today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, you have a good day. Have a blessed day.
Okay.
So, Chelsea, what would you like to add to this list?
My kids and I love Good Day by Forrest Frank.
Yes! He is like a TikTok legend guy that did that song, and it was fun because the way he did it, one of the first videos I saw, he like asked his roommate for 3 words, and his roommate gave him 3 words, and he's kind of right there processing, and he builds the song right in front of your eyes on TikTok. Super cool. Then he went out and took the song out, and he would be sitting at a bench and like, hey, do you need some encouragement today? And people would sit down and he would just play it for them. And they're like, man, I needed that. It was just a really cool story of how this song came to be and how it went viral.
The kids and I love to play it before school and have a little dance out. And it's just an awesome way to start your day.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see him now collaborating with different Christian artists on different things, too. And so, yeah, I hope his career explodes because he's got a really cool vibe to him. I think he's got another song out on TikTok called Up, and I like that one as well. So, man, thank you. That's a great one to add to this list. Chelsea, you're the best.
Thanks so much.
All right, so if you haven't heard it yet, you're not sure what song we're talking about, you might want to add this to your playlist. It's Forrest Frank, Good Day. Here's a little bit of it.
God who made the universe knows me by my name, so it's a good day.
So, Leanne, what do you think would be a good song to add to the list?
Well, my 8-year-old loves to listen to Crowder's Grave Robber.
Oh, a little more on the rock than pop side. So your 8-year-old's a rocker. I love it. She get that from mom?
Yeah, definitely.
That's so great. Yeah, this is a great song.
Oh, absolutely.
I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Watch my soul in that hole.
It hits just right, and I love it. And it's totally worth adding to the list. Leanne, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a blessed day.
All right, Mallory, what is a song that you would like to add to our list here to make a playlist for Penny?
All right, every Friday morning, my kids and I listen to this on the way to school. It's Run Wild by For King & Country.
We made two. Run wild.
I love that you're taking them to school to let them run wild. You're like, don't do this at home, but at school, you go nuts,
yeah,
kids.
Have at it.
The teachers are probably, couldn't you play something from Sandy Patty to mellow them out a little bit? Why'd you have to get them all worked up and send them to me?
Well, to be fair, before they get out of the car, we say, be kind, make good choices, and love like Jesus. Have a good day.
Absolutely love that. That is what we should all say when we get out of the car headed anywhere. So, Mallory, thank you for helping us out today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Betty's love of crime shows has me concerned because I think that she's not learning how to protect herself, but rather how to set me up for a crime.
Oh, I for sure am.
It's a Gone Girl situation is what I'm thinking.
I'm glad I've got you right where I want
you. Yeah, that's what I feel like. You know, you need someone in your life that will set you up for success, not failure.
Yeah, and that's exactly how I felt with CCU. I mean, I felt intimidated considering going back to school as an adult after being out for so long, but I was set up for success with CCU from my first conversation all the way to graduation. Most classes are only 5 weeks long, which means you can earn your degree and still have time to do whatever you want.
Yeah, 5 week classes, that's even good for people with like ADHD. Like for
like
me, I know I needed short classes so I could focus when I went back to school because Betty Rock and I kind of lived the same life.
Find out more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at online.ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner.
Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Gavin.
Taxes. A word that nobody wants to hear. And I found this thing. It said that the average American, this blows my mind, the average American will pay $525,000 in taxes over the course of their lifetime.
I 100% believe that. 100%
totally.
Believe that.
Absolutely. And speaking of, you know, taxes, your, you know, getting your taxes done, the deadline for filing your taxes is coming up here on this Monday, and you have 1 weekend to do it if you haven't. Everybody?
I did mine.
Yeah, I did mine, but I was with some friends last night, and they told me they hadn't done theirs yet. They're doing it on Saturday.
Oh, no.
That's I mean, they stressful. Are cutting it close.
I like to get mine done early because it does, even though I have to pay and it really angers me, I like to get that anger out early in the year and then like come to grips with it, mourn a little bit, go through the 5 stages of grief, and then move forward.
Yep. So, you know, whether you, I mean, some people love it because they actually do make money back. But again, for the rest of us, we don't love it. But I found this list of tips. For, again, for those people who haven't filed their taxes yet, this is your last-second tips. The number one thing was to get organized. Hopefully by now you have all of your documents you need, but get those documents ready, set them out, get them organized for when you file, which is the next tip is to file the fastest way through e-filing.
Yeah.
So I think most of us in this room use TurboTax.
I've used TurboTax for the last few years.
It's nice.
And when you don't have extenuating tax circumstances, it's pretty user-friendly and pretty easy to do. Sometimes it's a little confusing, but being prepared is the biggest thing that will save you time.
Absolutely.
It even tells you, TurboTax even tells you, because this is probably going to take you 1 hour, or, you know, 2 hours.
Mine said 45 minutes.
Yeah, mine was like 2.5 hours.
That made it less scary for me, too, like going into it. The tax, or TurboTax feels like your friend.
Yeah, they do a good job with it.
And then the next one was to, again, for people who haven't done it yet, is to request an extension. And this is something that I didn't know. It says that it doesn't give you an extension, though, of time if you owe money. So maybe...
Oh, like, what?
That was something... Yeah, it says if your request must be filed by April 15th, and it doesn't give you an extension of time for payment if you owe money. I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if the government did that.
Because they want your money.
But, yeah, but I think they probably give you an extension and you have to pay a penalty.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, but yeah, that was the follow-up thing was that you can get the extension. It does add a percentage of your taxes to file later.
Like I found out that because I owed money and didn't pay it estimated quarterly tax, which I think is a crime, then they charge me $250 as a penalty for not doing that. I'm like, wait, you want me to pay you money throughout the year so you can do God knows what with it, and then if I don't and I pay it in full at the end of the year, you penalize me. It was lunacy. The first time I heard that. So every year I still pay the $250 fee because I'm not going to give them money throughout the year based on estimates. I refuse to do it.
Yeah,
because
stand by
I
your
pay
morals.
Well, 'cause I pay my bills. I pay my bills in full, and that should be good enough for you. Oh. Yeah, it makes
sorry
me
I brought
sorry.
This up.
Yeah, that got me worked up. I've already paid my taxes, now I'm mad again. Thanks, Gavin. But there are some tips for you if you haven't done yours yet. But again, the reminder is Monday is the deadline for taxes.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wall of Show. We have our prayer wall where people post prayer requests and other people on our staff and other people just in general pray for them, and they get notifications that someone's praying for them. It's a really cool community. You can be a part of it on the needing prayer or the praying for side. And Pastor Chad is in charge of all of that, and he comes in every week. We talk about kind of some things going on there and then have a little discussion.
One of the interesting things as you pray on our prayer wall is you find requests that really speak to your heart and really connect with you. And as a parent of five kids, this one really connected. They posted anonymously saying, my 14-year-old son is very sad, disrespectful, and mean most of the time. He fights me about going to church and says he doesn't believe in God. Please pray for his heart to be softened and that he realizes how much his family loves and cares about him.
Teenage years, man. 14's a rough one. 14. Junior high. Woo!
I have a 14-year-old son right now, and so I feel every ounce of this.
And you had daughters that went through it?
I had daughters, and that eighth grade year, 14, has both my wife and I have said that's been our hardest year for every one of our kids so far. And luckily, my son's not. He's in a decent place, but the mean part about it, I get it. So, listen, we need prayer for us as parents. We have a Ruth in our office used to say, like, parenting is hard. But I say, like, if I was looking it up, I'm like, what's harder than hard? And there isn't anything. It literally says harder than hard. Raising teens is harder than hard. Yeah. You don't know what to do. There's lots of people who give lots of advice on it, but it's hard all the way around.
Yeah. I think that the tricky part of this, too, is where it's like they don't have faith either. Because all you want for your kids, you want to be healthy and happy, and you want them to have the faith that you have tried to instill in them. And when they reject that, it's super difficult. And so I am curious, like, how would you address this issue, or how have you? Maybe you've been through this. You've walked through these footsteps before where it was like, my kid wants nothing to do with the faith that I have. How did you deal with that? Because that might really help this lady out as well. You know, how do you love them through that? You know, what did you do to help be there and instill that without alienating your kid? Because that's really easy to do as well, accidentally, you know? And so I'd love to get your take on this. You could help this person out a lot. So thank you. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your perspective right now. Well, have you had that happen, and how did you navigate it?
Right. I have, actually, fairly recently. I have two kids. My oldest daughter, she stayed with the faith, but my son, he really walked away from the Lord and was struggling with a lot of emotional challenges. He didn't want to talk to God. He didn't want anything to do with him. But as I was struggling with that, I really felt like the Lord was saying, pray and let me work with him. And so I backed off. And I just listened to what he was going through, and I encouraged him to seek the Lord, but just to know that his parents were there for him.
It's hard to take a back seat, isn't it? Because you know God, you love God, you trust God, but then it's your kid, and you're like, okay, but how can I not have my hands all over this, you know? But sometimes that's the best thing, is to step back. You're absolutely right.
It was the hardest thing I did, but a year later, through other people and through some other things, he came back to the Lord, and he loves him and is really relying on him to get him through his emotional struggles now.
I find it interesting, too. Sometimes as adults, the thing that draws us closest to the Lord is we know he's loving and he meets us right where we are. And yet we forget that kids also connect with those ideas. And so sometimes we come down hard mm-hmm. with rules, and we're going to use the rules to bring them into submission or into mm-hmm. understanding. And that's not always it. They want the understanding, the love, the grace, those aspects of God that we need to teach them those as well.
Yeah, I love that.
Absolutely.
Well, great advice today, and hopefully that'll help out somebody that's struggling with the lunacy of raising a teenager.
Yes.
I hope so too. It is harder than hard.
Freshy man.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. If you ever want to get a hold of me about something on the show or just whatever, it's just wally@wayfm.com. This one is from Annabelle. Annabelle is 14 years old, and she has a really great question. And it's one that I've wondered from time to time. Gavin has even come to me after the show and talked about it. We both theorized and pondered what the reason could be. And she says, I have a question. Why does Betty never think Wally's right? This is technically a question for Betty, but I would just love to know the answer. Love, Annabelle.
Why do I think Wally is never right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is that?
I appreciate you asking that question, Annabelle. The reason is that for the 16, 17 years that I've worked with the man, there have been multiple times where he has spoken with authority over a topic and come to find out He is completely wrong. It's actually the opposite.
In your opinion?
No, facts. Google says it is the complete facts. Opposite. But he will stand there and speak with authority, making you think that what he thinks about the topic is true.
Yeah.
So, for that reason alone, that's why I always question Wally's opinion.
It's because, like, I do think you have... You're an expert at sharing your opinion.
Yes.
But you're not always the expert opinion.
Et tu, Brutus?
Per se.
Okay.
No. I'll back you up on things where... Yeah. Like, I will say this for my job's sake, that you're right.
Thank
quite
you.
Often.
More often than not.
But that's
absolutely.
Not 100% accurate.
I would say you're probably right 20% of the
time. Oh, that's so low. That's tough. 20%. I would say 60? 85. 60? What in the world? You guys are insane. Like, I'm probably clocking in at about 85% accurate. Now, the things I'm wrong
and
about
on
are
that
usually...
opinion, he is wrong.
That's so good, Rock. All right. Well, if you ever want to email me, it's just wally@allwally.com. You can feel free to tell me I'm right, if you've ever heard anything.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now, I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we are in the time machine because it is Friday, and we are going back in time with Flashback Friday, and the guy who's telling us what to do, he's pushing us around, kind of a dictator, is Michael.
What's up, Wally? How you doing, buddy?
I am good. Now, Michael, you are calling the shots today. Do you have that kind of power in your life normally? Do people let you make decisions?
Unfortunately, all of the decisions fall on me because I'm a single dad of four kids, so...
Oh, well then, yeah, you definitely have all the decisions. That's not easy at all. We're going to ask you to make one more decision here, and you need to tell us what song you want to hear and what song you want to go back in time to.
I want to go back in time to Flood by Jars of Clay because it was an awesome time in my youth where three of the hottest albums were on the market, one from Audio Adrenaline, one from DC Talk that had Jesus Freak on it, and then the one from Jars of Clay that had Flood on it. At this time, all three of these albums had secret tracks at the very end as well.
Yeah, like kids today don't know anything about the hidden track. Like, because today you get an MP3 and here's your MP3 and your download or your streaming. You're probably not even downloading anymore. But back in the day, you'd have a CD and you'd listen through the whole thing and then it would go quiet and then you'd just listen and listen and wait and fast forward and you'd hit that hidden track that they had put on there to see who was going to really be a fan of the band. And I loved me some hidden tracks.
Yeah, me too. It was one of my favorite things to look for.
Well, you know what, Michael? It's a great song. You have great taste in music. It's Jars of Clay with Flood all the way back to 1995. We are going way back for this one. It's Jars of Clay with Flood for Michael on Flashback Friday.
Rain on my face. Hasn't stopped raining for days. My world is a flood.
Okay, stay close. Let's go.
Good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
But look around you, David. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime.
There's no food and we're almost out of money. We need to make some changes. Kids, we need your help.
It's a powerful true story that circles around miracles and about a family uniting and growing in their faith, facing the impossible together.
It's going to be dangerous and scary. It's going to be so hard that you want to go back.
The movie also features our brand new song, Unsung Hero.
You're an unsung hero. So I'll sing this song for you.
Giving up, it's not an option.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
Attention, please.
Uplifting Way FM. Celebrities are just like you and me, except for the mansions, tigers, and sequins.
It's the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
Kansas City Chiefs player Rashee Rice was on the top, being a 2024 Super Bowl champion, but he must have let all that attention and glory go to his head. On March 30th, the 23-year-old wide receiver was seen walking away from a multi-car collision that he and his friends caused after they crashed trying to race one another on a main Dallas, Texas interstate. Rice driving a Lamborghini and his friend in a Corvette that Rice rented for him.
Oh, see, that's the thing, man. 23-year-olds are not meant to be multimillionaires.
No.
No one is. Like, when you get that, it's like lottery winners that win stuff overnight, and they're like, this is amazing, and then they're broke in, like, a few years. You're not meant to have that all of at once.
Well, that crash caused 6 counts of bodily injury, 1 count of serious bodily injury, as well as 1 count of aggravated assault. And like I said, yeah, I don't know. But anyways, to be on a main interstate and you put innocent people's lives in jeopardy, and then you have the gall to walk away and not check on people, that is shocking. That just goes to show a disrespect for human life.
That is a integrity issue.
Yes.
Like, that means that you do not, you are more concerned for how this was going to look for you and what was going to happen for you. You started it. You instituted the race that caused the accident. It would have been, you would have gotten much more grace from people if you had stopped, tried to help, but you took the coward way out, and then we're hoping you would sidestep it, and it doesn't look like it. I'm curious if the charges, had he stayed, would it have been as bad? Would he have gotten more of like a race? He's lucky no one's dead.
Yeah.
Would it have been like, you know, because people street race all the time and accidents happen.
Yeah, but if you think about it, like one of us, if we got in an accident and we knew that we had caused someone a bodily injury, we would feel super guilty.
Absolutely.
For it.
I'd be trying to help people.
And I think most people would. And so to me, to hear that this guy who's getting paid millions of dollars and that people are cheering for, he walks away, just makes me so angry. Well, finally, word is that Rashid has turned himself in, stating that he takes full responsibility for his part in the crash, but I can only beg to wonder, would he have done that had he not been caught?
No,
seeing him walk away with videos, photos of him walking away.
It took a few days for him to do it, too, which I think can, like, that's another just layer of rough to this.
It looks terrible.
What that is that's lawyering up, that's getting everything in a row, so that when you do turn yourself in, you have your story down and everything.
Yes, but there
like
were
that.
People that he
I'm not
hit.
Saying it's right.
I know, but there were people that he hit that had children in the backseat.
Yeah.
You could have killed a young child because of your idiocy to think it's fun to race somebody
thinking
down a main interstate.
Law.
Luckily, no one was killed. He could have stopped. He could have signed autographs.
Makes me so
and,
angry.
Maybe sidestepped some of the anger. But it'll be interesting to see if he actually does do jail time, because I
doubt
think,
it.
Yeah,
he's a millionaire, and this is another thing for me to say that I think sports people, what do you call them?
Athletes.
They get too much money.
I like sports people better.
But they get too much money.
Sporties.
They don't need this much money. And especially at 23 years old, you don't need that amount of money.
A lot of that money, they should start a thing where like a lot of that money goes into a trust to help you. And you get it little bits at a time so that you could better learn how to manage that.
Yeah, until you're like at least 30 or 35.
Yeah, so anyway, well, at least the good news is no one was dead, but it will be interesting to see if he'll probably have to do like some community service and pay a fine.
Heart.
Yeah, he'll probably walk on that one. Whereas Gavin, they would bury him under the prison.
What?
Yeah, just a normal
under
guy.
The prison.
Yeah, just a normal guy. You're doing some
Absolutely.
Time, you know. So.
Boy, you got a friend in me.
Friendship is one of those things that it can be a blessing in your life, but can be tricky to navigate sometimes. Hey, it's the Wally Show on Uplifting Way FM, and I was thinking back to a time in my life when I was in high school, because the other day, Betty Rock was talking about how when you love music as a teen, it's something that bonds you socially to people. And that was the case for me. And I still remember having something that, looking back on it now, was super silly. But at the time, I took it so seriously.
As a teen, there's a lot of things that are silly that you take seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was in high school, and I had my friendship seriously affected when my buddy Charles Cook came up to me and was like, "Hey, I'm not gonna listen to Motley Crue anymore. I'm into Bob Marley."
Oh,
what, Charles?
You?
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding
what
me?
What is happening?
That was what I thought. It was a betrayal of like everything we stood for, our team, our group, our people. You know?
Yeah. Was your friendship worth anything to him?
Apparently not. And so I'm like, what?
That's tough. As
I know.
As a kid, Wally, I'm sorry you had to walk through that.
Thank you. And then he
All
had other friends that listened to Bob Marley with him, you know, and then they became closer friends. And
what does Motley Crue sing?
Oh, name it. They sing it. Here you go.
Oh, On second thought, maybe Charles. Maybe Charles had a point.
Yeah, he might have. I don't know. But again, like, I was passionate about that. That was our lifestyle, you know? We were rockers. And so it made me think, though, flash forward to being an adult now. Would I handle the situation similarly?
Yes.
The answer is no. The answer is 100% absolutely yes. Because if you don't realize that this is a smash your face banger and Bob Marley music is weak sauce, I don't know if we can be friends, okay? So 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm very curious. What is that silly thing that ended up affecting like an adult relationship, okay? Like your friendship with somebody else, and all of a sudden you find you're kind of off. You sense it, you're a little off, but then when you look at it, you're like, okay, this is actually kind of ridiculous. Why are we fighting? Why are we having this discussion? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I am really curious if that happens to adults, because I know it happened to me as a kid. So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the number you can call to be on the show. We love having you on. So that silly thing that affected your adult relationship. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's what we're discussing now. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes, but it's happened. A cousin disowned us because of who we voted for president.
Oh, see, that will happen, man. Politics, they say never talk about religion and politics at parties because people are very passionate. I know during COVID, that broke up families too, man, because people had different tolerances and opinions about COVID as well.
Yeah.
So have you been able to get past it or no?
No, actually, I mean, they blocked half the family on Facebook because we all voted for a different person than they did. Oh. And what's crazy is they moved all the way up here probably 8 hours to be closer to us.
Oh.
And then this happened.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Well, that's kind of on them then. You know, if they're the ones blocking everybody and they're the ones that can't handle the difference, then they're going to have to kind of come to terms with that and figure it out.
I agree.
Well, hopefully you guys can actually get that worked out, because life is too short to let things like politics get in the way of our family and the love that we should share for each other. So I appreciate you being on the show today, Judy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
What was a silly thing that affected one of your close friendships?
So we are still the best friends.
Jamie's like, and it's not silly for the record. I want to be very clear about this.
No. To this day, we cannot talk about football.
About football, okay, because you guys are very opinionated?
Well, we're both Steelers fans. That's how we became friends. We met at a restaurant watching a game. And so, you know, that was our thing, is we would watch the Steelers play. And when Le'Veon Bell came up for contract negotiation, he incorrectly took the side of Le'Veon Bell and said, you know, they need to pay him. He's the best player in the league. And I was like, absolutely not. You never take the side of a player. And, of course, time has proved me correct.
I love that Jamie's not let it go.
Yeah, I hope that you're not bringing this up in front of your friend, Jamie.
Somewhere on a sports talk show, his buddy's calling and saying the same thing today about his friend Jamie. It is kind of ironic that the thing that brought you together is also the thing that kind of keeps you apart as well, you know, and that you guys are both so passionate over somebody else making millions of dollars.
If you're familiar with Le'Veon Bell at all, he ended up taking a year off football, and then he became a nothing. That's part of where the rift is I'm like, just admit I was right.
I love Jamie, for the record. You're like, we'll be fine. If you just admit I was right, we will be okay. I promise you this.
Behold God stuff.
So the other day I was reading through this article and skimming, because I'm not a reader. I sounded like really intellectual there for a minute. I'm reading all the time. But it piqued my interest because it talked about five principles of sharing your faith. And I thought, oh, this is a good thing, because I think some of us aren't great at it. We don't know how to, or we get nervous about it. So here are a couple principles that might help you. Make it about God, okay? Because evangelizing, sometimes you can get yourself in the way and promoting your church or a denomination and things like that. You're even talking about heaven and hell and all of that. But ultimately, it's about a relationship with Jesus and revealing who God is and what God has done in your life and why it's different. Mm-hmm. And so, like, starting from that place, be motivated out of love. This was really interesting. Like, it's not about stats, fulfilling a quota, as some people think Christians have, or self-righteously patting yourself on the back. But If evangelism, the article said, isn't motivated by love, stop doing it. Because people see through it. People see through that. Uh-huh. There's this great clip of audio from Penn Jillette, from Penn and Teller, the magicians. Staunch atheist. But a guy came up to him after a show and gave him a Bible and was just complimentary about his show and talked to him, and he cared for him. And it really did land with Penn.
I know there's no God, and one polite person living his life right doesn't change that. But I'll tell you, he was a very, very, very good man.
And he went on to talk about how the guy showed concern for him as a person, and that he's like, I don't respect people that don't proselytize. If you believe in heaven and hell and people are going to go there and you don't share your faith, how much do you have to hate someone to not share your faith with them? Mm-hmm. And from coming from an atheist, it's like, boom, that's
yeah,
a
it makes
really
a great,
great
point.
Absolutely. Another couple things on here is just be honest. You know, we instead of being rehearsed and going through the salvation cube, it's being honest about your life, who I was, who I am now, because of God and what I'm trying to be, you know, and how that's made a difference. Be graceful, because a lot of times people have a problem with believers that don't extend grace. And it's not about winning an argument. It's about listening. And when you listen to what people are saying, then you can better formulate how to love them. Not how to formulate your argument, but how to show them love. I think that that is a big, big key. And again, be respectful. You know, it's like, this was one of my favorites. It's not hijacking the family, walking into a baseball game, yelling at helpless passersby. You know, it's like sometimes we need to learn how to tone it down and prayerfully wait for the right opportunity to share your faith. And if you're praying every day with that intent of, God, you know, create opportunities for me to share with people, trust me, they will abound.
Yes.
You know, if when you're looking for them, you'll have that opportunity. But shouting, you know, turn or burn isn't really the best way to share your faith.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.